In a world where everything seems to be increasingly partisan, people can now invest in only the companies that invest in Republican politicians. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports on a Fort Worth investment firm that'll help you put partisanship into your portfolio.
In a lot of ways, the ticker symbol for the fund says it all. It's MAGA, M-A-G-A, or, you know.
We will make America great again.
The MAGA Fund is the brainchild of Hal Lambert. He's a longtime Republican fundraiser and the founder of Point Bridge Capital in Fort Worth. He came up with the idea more than a year ago, says he's been bothered by CEOs of major companies taking political stances, mostly, he thought, out of political correctness.
This is very new, in my opinion, as far as companies, CEOs actively becoming political and making statements about things that have nothing to do with their companies.
Take Target, he says. The company announced it would let transgender customers use restrooms in its stores that match their gender identity. That was in response to transgender bathroom bans backed by Republicans and state legislatures. Conservatives pledged to boycott, and Lambert says he immediately sold off stocks in the company.
I think politically it made no sense, and yet I'm looking at it going, wow, how many other people own this? They're out there boycotting Target.
So Lambert hired a data guy, and they started digging into campaign finance records for companies on the S&P 500. He came up with a list of 150 companies whose political action committees and employees gave the most to Republican candidates in the last election. Companies like AT&T, John Deere, and pretty much all the oil and gas firms. Lambert rolled them into the MAGA Fund, which launched in September.
Maybe people don't want to give directly to politicians, or they don't have the money to give to politicians, but they're maybe trying to save for retirement, or they're trying to save for their kids' education. This is a way for them to participate in the political process while also investing, as opposed to having to give directly to a politician.
Now, people make investment decisions based on social values all the time, avoiding investments in companies that make weapons or cigarettes or pornography or divesting from companies that pollute or have bad human rights records. But Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says MAGA's explicitly partisan bent is new.
This MAGA is a different animal. This is almost like taking the cultural war into the stock market.
Balchuna says it's actually off to a pretty strong start in terms of returns, and there's clearly an appetite for this kind of investing. The fund has grown to more than $30 million in just a few months. But even as some investors are looking for ways to put their money where their politics are, it's not clear that corporations use their political action committees for the same reasons.
There is no consensus view of why corporate-linked PACs make campaign contributions.
Brian Richter studies business and politics at UT Austin's McCombs School of Business. And he says investments from corporations are more often about access than ideology.
They want to get in the door, and they want their lobbyists to get in the door. And so that way they can try to give their pitch for why, you know, the policy outcome they want is something that the politician should be interested in.
Richter says a lot of companies don't even donate to political candidates. And for those that do, their considerations are complex. Some industries tend to favor one party over the other, oil and gas companies like Republicans, whereas tech likes Democrats. But Richter says that over time, political spending from big publicly traded companies usually shifts back and forth.
So we see that in years where, you know, Democrats are in power, there's a shift of money, you know, away from Republican candidates towards Democratic candidates and vice versa. So money tends to follow power because corporate-linked PACs tend to not want to have a strong partisan bias.
Hal Lambert says he plans to rejigger the mix of companies every election cycle to make sure that the MAGA Fund is always the most GOP-friendly mix. That way he can make America great again, one trade at a time. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.